Let's see. Okay. Hope everyone had a good Shabbos. Let's begin like this. I want to finish up the Teretz of Tosfos, and in conjunction of that with the Tosfos Maskamidi, the other Tosfos we'll probably see tomorrow. If we have a chance, maybe we'll start with one of them, the feet. Okay? Let's see, it's broken. Okay. All right. Tosfos said on Thursday, actually Tosfos said it many, many years ago, the 1200s, right? He didn't say that Thursday. But Tosfos says the following. Tosfos says, if in fact an Eid Echad is believed against Yitzchazek and it's not the Yodoy, so Tosfos asks on himself, why do you need to exert a cost of a suffer a lot? Tosfos had given a marker to Tosfos earlier that Eid Echad is not to be served from the suffer a lot. So Tosfos says, if that Sheitin Yibamus is correct, then an Eid Echad is believed against Yitzchazek even without the Yodoy, Ribbono Shel Olam, what do you need a Pasuk for, Lamaisa? Why do you need to suffer? Well, you believed even if it's chazik isur. And as a few fellows pointed out, they said two tosim well, it's not his chazik. So we discussed that at great length. So Tosfos gave a teretz, and he said that no, I would add a habamina that need is considered to be an erva. The suffer lo latzma tells me that need is not an erva. That thinks there's a cause of the suffer lo latzma. That was Tosha Shita, that was Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that's the Pnei Yoshua. I don't think I mentioned Pnei Yoshua has in the Chuvis. He wrote Chuvis as well, that Anita is not an Erva. We said that was against who? Which Rishonim said that Anita was an Erva? Excellent. Who else? What? Rambam and Rashi. Excellent. Where was the Rashi that we proved it from? Love him and Beis. Excellent, guys. Everyone's on the ball. Very good. So you see, it's a fundamental machloikis, and that's what Tosfos is saying. I need that pasuk of Sofalatza to tell me that need is not an erva, and that's why she is taka believed. That's kufa why I need that pasuk, because I would have thought it is an erva, and therefore what? Is it Yitzchazek? No, maybe it's not Yitzchazek. And if it is Yitzchazek, there's a shifting of office that says that has believed against Yitzchazek, he would not be on though. Okay. We didn't explain last week, though, and this is a segue into the next thesis, but why is it Taka that Nida will not be an erva? What is the svara of thesis? The pashtus is that you would have said like Rashi and the Rambam, that in fact the Nida is an erva. Why not? It's Chayav Krisus. If you look in Parshas Achrei Mos, where the Arayas are mentioned, where else are they mentioned in the Chumash? In the Kedoshim, right? We read them on Minchan Yom Kippur. What's the Kriya Satara of Minchan Yom Kippur? It's the last daf of Maseches Megillah. The Arayas, why? Strange din, right in the middle of Yom Kippur. So Tosfos writes right there to give us Musar Haskel of Klai Yisrael. Chas V'Shalom, we should never be engaged in Arayas. That's right, right in the middle of Yom Kippur, Kriya Satara of Minchan is about the Arayas. To give a stark Musar on that din. So the passage is, if you look there in the Chumash, it says Beferish, and the list of Arayas is Nida is on that list. So the Pashas, you would have said like Rashi and Rambam, why is it that our Tosfos says the Sofer Latzma tells me that Nida is not an Erva, and Sofer Latzma tells me that Nida is the marker of Nedach and Bisurin, it's clearly not an Erva. Why is it? You looked in the Chumash, you'd ask me, I would have said, number one, your Chayav Karis, you look in Achrei Mos and Kedoshim where the Arayas are mentioned, it's on the list, why is it different? Okay. So there are different possibilities we have to offer today to the Shem as to why, in fact, one would suggest that need is not an erva. Okay. Number one, it's very important to know in halacha, and this is very, very important, okay? Halacha l'maisa, the definition of what a mamzer is, okay? What's the definition of a mamzer? Api halacha. Now, if you translate it into English, Lamaisa, you'll make a mistake. The English translation usually people think is a child out of wedlock. What I want you to get right now, off the bat, that is not the halachic definition of a mamzer. Very important, we must know. The halachic definition of a mamzer is a child that comes from a union that is chayiv karis or more. Okay? Please get that. That is the halachic definition of a mamzer. If a guy has a child out of wedlock with a woman, that child is called a pogum. A pogum just means he has a defect. But Moshe writes in the Chumash, it can be the gadol hador. I mean, a mamzer can be the gadol hador. But it has no nafkamina lahalacha. There's a difference between a mamzer and a pogum. A mamzer is from a union of arayas. A mamzer
difference a union from an arise. Okay, a bed min arise. Which is a huge caris or more. Caris oyosir. A parkum is just not a wedlock. A parkum is just a child that has no halakh ramification, none whatsoever. Okay, I'll just say bed chutzlin is soon. Okay? Alright, obviously it's an isser, alright? Okay, if you live with a woman out of wedlock, you didn't go to mikveh, your chayav karis because you're living in Eden. But the child is a pugum, okay? Now, I just said something that was contradictory. Why is that? Your chayav karis, Jesse asks. If you're boiling Eden, your chayav karis, why is the kid not a mamzer then? Oh. So that's a special Gemara, okay? Very important. The Gemara writes in Maseches Kedushin and Daf Samaches and in Yevamos Daf Mem Testament Base. I gave it to you in the Makar. After Shir, maybe look it up, please. There is a special there's a concept that a child from a Nida is not a Mazur. Special thing. It is an exception to the rule. Despite the fact that Yechayv Karet, it says Befeirish, that she's not considered to be a Mazur. That's the Lashon of Gemara. Gemara digs in a post both in Yevamos and in Kedushin. Look it up, okay? What'd you say? In Kedushin Samech Chesamun Aleph and in Yevamos Mem Testament Base. Those two Gemaras, the Gemaras of Befeirish, look it up after Shiv if you get a chance. If you don't, I'll show it to you tomorrow and say it, okay? But when I gave you the Gemara in Kedushin and the Mar Makomas. The Gemara says it's a special exception, okay? Very, very important. So I want you to know that, okay? Because otherwise you would think that then would be the person would be Chayav what? Would be Chayav Paras. Would be a kid of a mamzer. It's not true. Okay. Now, with this in mind now, let's try to explore now why, what is the svara of Tosis that a Nida is talking out of here? Okay. So, the pashtus is, okay, is Rebbe Chanan writes in the Kovetz Biurim al Pi Mordechai Yevamos. Okay? There is a din we're all familiar with of Yevam L'shuk. What is Yevam L'shuk? Husband marries a woman, dies without any kids. What does she fall to? Zika. She falls to her brother-in-law, husband's brother, and he has to either do Yibum or Chalitza. Yibum, we say, preferably should be done. Without a doubt. In fact, the Bahag writes, Chalitza, you're putting the guy in a semi-harem. Because the whole point is want to keep alive the dead man's name, right? He should marry her. We don't allow it nowadays. Most Yidim don't allow it as we do Chalitza, but theoretically, Yibum should be done. How do you see it's a semi-harem? You remove his shoes. What happens to a menuda, the Gorites in Moikot? Somebody's putting nidui, you take her shoes off. Why does she spit? The box of this spit connotes the shechver zera that he should have used to keep alive his dead brother's name. So that's important to know. Ideally, yibum should be done, and not chalitza. Okay? But nonetheless, you have a yavam l'shuk. What does that mean, yavam l'shuk, the catchphrase? She has a zika. What does the word zika mean? She is linked to her brother-in-law. She can't marry anyone else until there's a decision made if he marries her, chalitza is done. What happens if she marries someone else? What's it do? That's called the yavam l'shuk. She goes ahead and has beer with another man before he decided to have yibum or chalitza. What's it do? So the Mordechai Maseches Yevamos writes that a yavam l'shuk, kedushin artovsim. Kedushin artovsim. God trusts the Kaddisher, it works. It's good. The Kedushin Artovsim. And therefore, Alecha L'maisa, let me ask you, a needed. What is the din if a guy's in the Kaddisher needed? Is the Kedushin good? They always try to regulate it. You'll see B'ez Hashem, when you get married, you try to regulate it so the woman won't be menstruating the time of the wedding. But if it happens, it's not the end of the world. Chuppah's needed, no one's got to know about it, just the Rav and the Chassan and Kaddish. It's a private matter, of course. But, what's the din? Do you cancel the wedding? Yes or no? Of course not. A chuppah's a nidah's tefisa's kedushin. So you follow me? If you love the shuk, kedushin artovsin, the din is the same. A nidah, kedushin artovsin. And therefore, all the arises, a brother with a sister, if a brother tries to make out his sister, does that work? Are the Kedushin Tovsin? No! Arias, all the Arias is aimed Kedushin Tovsin. So therefore, we have a first answer.
That is why a need is not a miracle.
Because of needed, the condition are closed. All the arises are not closed. And an example would be a Yavam Lashuk where the condition are closed, and that shows that Yavam Lashuk is not a miracle.
One of the litmus tests that we would assume that something is an erva, are kedushin tosin or not. So Tosfos says, slammed on, Rabbi Tam, that need is not an erva because kedushin are in fact tosin. That is Tosfos' kedush. Okay? Very important. Now you'll ask me, according to the Rambam and according to Rashi, that need is an erva. Okay, they'll say it's a special exception. Just like manzah is a special exception. That there's no manzah. You follow what I'm saying? The question is, are these dinim indicators or are these dinim exceptions? Tosfos will say these are all indicators. Tosfos will say kedushin are not tosin. That's a rise. Need kedushin are tosin. Yavam l'shuk kedushin are tosin. Need is not an erva. Manzer, which we'll get to, but I'm saying just based on what we've just said, manzer, a ben nida, is a ben nida manzer? No. What is that indicator of, Tosfos said? Ben nida is not an erva. What will Rambam Rashi say? Again, another exception. You follow me? The Rambam Rashi say nida is an erva. There are two exceptions. Number one, you should are closed by nida, and the kid is not a manzer. Question is, are these exceptions? That's a Rashi Rambam will read these dinim. Whereas according to Tosfos, they are indicators that need is not an erva. And again, I say to you, what is the biggest nafkamina when the need is an erva? Yehareg ba'al yahor. Okay, let's continue. Now, the pashtus is, we could elaborate on this. Says Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, a beautiful chiddush. He said that the issur of need is not an issur ishus, because tefisus kedushin worked by a need. He wants to say that her chefs is usur. She's like a chefsa of Isser, a woman that's an Eden. It's like a Machalas Asuris. And therefore he says it's like an Isser, it's not an Erva. I want you to get that categorization. So it's just like there are pieces of meat, ham, that are not kosher. A woman who's in need is like a chefsa of Isser. And therefore, since she's like a chefsa of Isser, there is no way that we would categorize Nida as a what? Nida as an Erva. Okay, let's just get that down. The chefsa of Shmuel wants to say Lamaisa. Shmuel Tzatzal, who is a great goal, Rishiv and Bonavitch, Shmuel Tzatzal, he wants to claim that it's a chefsishal Israel needed, much like Machlos Asuris, because, bottom line, this condition works. This condition works. She's not considered like an erva. Okay. So we have one answer so far, why it's not needed, not an erva. Number two, very simply, we could say, we already basically have said it, but a ben needed is not a monster. If a ben nida is not a manzer, right? Ben nida is not a manzer. A bas nida is not a manzer. Ain't no manzer from the two gemaras I gave you. That's an indicator that nida is not an erva. If a brother lives with a sister, if a man lives with an ashes ish, what is the union? The kid, a manzer. If you live with a nida and the kid is not a manzer, that shows that nida is not an erva. This is another svar as to why nida is not an erva. Okay? This is another svara why need is not an erva. Now, there is a shita of the Tosfos Rid that I want you to get. Very important shita of the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid, and I gave it to you, you look it up please, in Kedushin Daf Samad, he has a stunning kiddush. The Tosfos Rid writes that a coin with a grusha is an iser erva. Now, a coin with a grusha is what? A lav or a karas? Lav. Very good. Coin with the grush is only a lav, it's not karas. Coin with the gyoris is a lav, they're all lav. Coin with the grush is a lav. Okay? However, the Tosfos Rid in Kedushin has a stunning kiddush. I gave it to you, he claims that it's considered to be a what? An erva. I thought we just got through saying that the normal definition of an erva is a chiv karas. Now we're saying that Tosfos Rid says that the definition of the coin with the grush is a what? Is alive, and despite that, it's called an erva. So if that's the case, then a grusha to a coin is a davar shebirva. Why on earth is it needed not a davar shebirva? What's the answer? How would you be mekabel? What? I can't hear you. Why not? Tell me a difference, according to Tosfos Rid.
who would claim that a coin with a grusha is allowed, and that's called a nerva. Why would it need to not be called a nerva according to the Tosfos Ritva? Assuming the Tosfos Ritva, let's say, holds Tosha Shita. Okay? How would you give a count in a coin with a grusha and a nida? Nida with the man. Go ahead.
By nida, by the coin, he can't make a nerva, but by nida, he could marry her. I mean, it's okay. It just has to be that this moment.
Well said. That a grusha, a coin with a grusha, you see, is a kavua. It's permanent. A need is not permanent. And therefore, that's the reason why you can mechalik and sinisul is mine. So this or need is an isul is mine. It's not an isul that's kabul. Therefore, even according to the Tosfos Ritva, we have an expanded scope and definition of what there is, that it even includes a coin with a grusha, says here that a need with a what? That a need with a man is not a what? Is not a nerva. Why? But you, Tosfos Ritva, have an expanded version of what a nerva is. Even a lie. What's the answer? The answer is that coin with a grusha is permanent. This is only temporary. Okay. What I want to bring out, though, Lamaisa, is the following. Okay? I want to bring out the following Kiddush. We're going to see in the Tosfos, that we'll learn now, Hashem, that Tosfos, what comes out from this Tosfos? What is an erva? Everything except for what? A martosis. Everything's an erva except for what? A nida. Right? Everything is an erva except for nida. That's what comes out from martosis. Any sheaf cars or more, as we said, it's going to be a what? It's going to be an erva. There's a Tosfos that we're going to see in momentarily, there's a Shem. Tosfos says the definition of arises is only Eishish Gittin V'Kiddushin. This is what Tosfos says. It's a stira. Seems to be a stira. Tosfos earlier, Dirmas Komidi, which we're going to see, says Davke Kiddushin V'Gittin V'Znus of Eishish Yudav Shabir. So what's the Shabbat, Elias? What's the definition of arises according to the two Tosfos? Our Tosfos get the impression all relatives, everything except for Nisar Nidin is a Chiyuv, is an Erev. You look at the previous Tosfos, what does the previous Tosfos say? Only what? Eishishish, Gittin V'Kiddushin. So says if Shmuel Lizovsky, the Pshat is in Tosfos, in our Tosfos, the Chiddush is L'Gavi Nidin. All the Raiases, which are Chayav Koris, are really what? Are really not B'Klal Dabar Shev Erva. Because Dabar Shev Erva is what? That's Kuf of the Chiddush. Our Tosfos is saying, Kamashman L'Krov L'Gavi Nidin. All the Arayases, Lamaisa, that are Chayav Koris, are not B'Klal Dabar Shev Erva. You put the two Tosfos together. The definition of Arayas, according to Tosfos, is only Kiddushin, Gerushin, and Snus Deishishish, which is a phenomenal Kiddush. Please get it. Meaning to say that our Tosfos is saying, our two Tosfos are saying that that's wrong. What is the definition of Erev? We thought it was everything except for Nidin, Chiyuv Karis some more. Our Tosfos holds no. The only definition of Erev is Deishishish. That's it. Anything that pertains to getting Kiddushin, and that's it. Miracle things. A brother and sister would be also, but it's not called an erva. It's a phenomenal Kiddush. Kamashma and Krova Gabi needed that all the Arayases that are Chayav Krisis are not Bizlav Dabar Shev Erva. Okay? You have to be Chayav Nisa. A brother with anything that you're Chayav Nisa would be Chayav, what would be called an erva. But anything that's only a Chiyuv Karis in a Hanami, it's not called an erva. Only things that are Eishishish. What's an example of a Chiyuv Misa? An Eishishish. If it's not with an Eishishish, you're Chayav Misa. So what should you get? The Shmuel Rizovsky wants to say, our sheet of Tosfos, providing two Tosfos, the definition of an erva is not what I wrote on the board. This is the standard definition that we always assume. But what comes out from our Tosfos says with Shmuel Rizovsky, only a Chiyuv Misa. Tosfos will hold Arayas, Rak, Chiyuv, Misa, which would be Eishishish, I'm going to write. Things that pertain to Eishishish. And that's exactly what the Chumash is telling you by saying Anita. Anita's Chayav Karis, and she's not an Erev. So anything that's similar to that, that's Chayav Karis. I believe a brother with a sister is only a Chiyuv Karis. I don't think it's a Chiyuv Misa, if I'm not mistaken. Any Arayas that only has a Chiyuv Karis, according to Tosfos, will not be a Din Erev. And therefore, you will not say Yarav Yavam. It's a phenomenal Kiddush. We don't paskin like that, Ladina. But that's what comes out if you combine the two Tosfos. That's the Kiddush of Shmuel Rizovsky wants to tell you. Okay. With this in mind now, let's see the Tosfos. Okay. Let's see that. So now we understand what it meant that at a half a minute it would be an error, but Kamashman it's not. Let's see the Tosis now, Dirmaskum Midi. Okay? Let's take a look. Tosis Dirmaskum Midi. Everyone have it there? Let's see the Tosis Dirmaskum Midi. Okay? Let's see that Tosis. Okay? Interesting Tosis. What did the Gemara ask? The Gemara said, if you hold like Rabba that you require Lishmo, you should require what? How many Adim? Two. Midi da Havi Akol Me Du Yishuvit Tyre. You have the Tosis Midi? Alright, let's read the Tosis Midi. Go ahead. Let's see inside. Let's see inside the Tosis Dirmaskum Midi. This is a segue to what we just discussed. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, you should be Gorosu with a Dalit. Akoli Duyos. Is that what we have in our Gemara? I think so, no? Yes. My Gemara says Mimi Akol. Not Achal, but Akol, right? Alright? Go ahead. Right, financial matters, the Nepashas. Call to Rakul, how many Adim do you require? 2 Adim. Go ahead. Oh, excellent. There are those that have a gear that it means Arias, and he thinks it's wrong. Go ahead. Right, if you ask, oh, it should be like all the Arias in the Torah, what kind of an answer is that when the Gemara answers what? Eidach Hanem would be sure. Why? Yeah, I mean, what are we dealing with in our Gemara? A married woman, right? Isn't a married woman Arias? Isn't a married woman Arias? What does the Gemara say? Gemara says, Midi Avna Kol Arias Shem B'Torah, you need to. What's Gemara's answer? Eidach Hanem B'Yisurim. What kind of an answer is that? I mean, you're dealing with Arias. It's good. Eidach Hanem B'Yisurim. We're dealing with Arias, not Yisurim. That's what he says. Mabul Haskir Yisurim. By Irvanami Yisur. Irv is an awesomeness and you require to aid him, right? The answer doesn't hold any water if you have that gear, sir. Very excellent. Go ahead, Art. Yeah? Right. What should the Gemara have said? What should the Gemara really have said? If you have the gears of Arias. Okay, the Gemara said, Arias and Kol Turkul, you need to aid him. The Gemara should have said that here it's different, and it should have explained why the issue of marriage is different. Does the Gemara do that? No. How can you have a gear some minyak kol arayah shabbatar you need to aid him? Did the Gemara go ahead and explain why marriage is different than all the other arayahs, that one aid would be sufficient? The Gemara never said that's exactly what he means when he says those words. The Gemara should have said a svar. The Gemara never says a svar. Very, very difficult. Gemara never assumes she's in get and the other is through the Arisa. Gemara should have said it. So up to this point in Tosis, what is Tosis saying? What's the correct Yersa? Hey, do yours. Arias is out the window. Because Gemara's answer doesn't make any sense. Erev is also an Isra. Erev requires two. And if you want to tell me that get would be different, the Gemara should have said why. The Gemara never said why. Okay? Oh. Now Tosis makes an about face. That's why we always say you got to read the Tosis carefully. All to be sure. Now Tosis says, no, I'll try to save it. Go ahead. This is a real save. These are the real saves in Torah, in life. Saving the Torah, in learning in life. Tosis comes up to save. Not Francisco Rodriguez, right? He's going for what, 60 saves? I'm sorry, I gotta turn it off. I forgot to turn it off. Okay? The real saves in the Torah. Okay? Okay, go ahead. Yeah. No, Mew Yesh Lomar. Start again from Mew. All right. Go ahead.
Mew Yesh Lomar.
Oh, so how's he trying to save it? How's he trying to save Erechanem and Bisur? With what? He's saying that then maybe it's different. You remember last week we discussed the scope of Erechanem and Bisur? Do you say it only Lahater or even... Do you say it only what? Lahatir Nisr or even Lasor, right? We mentioned, Seth pointed out very nicely, we had a Machlekes, the Tosis, and the Rush, and you made a beautiful dirk that the Rambam held like the Rush. Remember that? Edech and Yusuf? Very excellent order. So, he says, I can save it here. Why? Maybe when the Gemara says Edech and Eben Bisurin, what does it mean? Lahatir. That's what we're doing here. We're trying to mock to the woman to make the get good. To Aser, you need two. To Mater, you need one. So obviously, our Tosis is saying like who? Artos is saying, like, which sheet did we learn last week? Like the other Tosis and Kedushin. Tosis of Lashitoso. You follow me, Eli? Tosis Lashitoso. He wants to say Lahatir is an Isser. 1-8 is what? 1-8 is sufficient. La'asor is a big deal. To asor something, that you need a lot of koich, that you need to. You hear what I'm saying? So I'm saying this place is close to Tosso, place of Kedushin. Please get that down. So go ahead, our Nachamo. Miu Yesh Lomar. Oh, I, you'll tell me that what? But I thought it's an Erva. Go ahead. Right, that's to create an Isser. Go ahead. Excellent. One guy's not strong enough to create an Isser, so you need two. But here we're trying to make her mutter with a get. So therefore, an Erva is sufficient. Oh, so now we've saved it, Taisus says. Go ahead. But he says, you know what? The bottom line is, I still don't like this, he says. To say, it doesn't fit to say, Kol Arayas. You see, based on that line right there, he's just saved it. You could have the Girs Arayas, right? That would have been the distinction, okay? But he says, the bottom line is, I got to be honest with myself. And he says, it doesn't really fit the word Arayas. Go ahead. Avahadakomar. Right. The bottom line is that Tyson says, I don't like that. I cannot go with that answer. Why can I go with that answer? He says, because the bottom line is, what does Kol Arayas include? Whenever you see that phraseology of Kol Arayas, what does it seem to include? The Psukim and Chumash, all the Arayas on the list. And what's the most famous Mishnah that has all the Arayas? All the 15 Arayas? Where's the Mishnah listed in Shas? Excellent, Ellie. The first Mishnah Yevamos lists off all the 15 Irvas. He says, you know what? I just don't feel comfortable with that Lashon of Kol. Because Kol Arayas is Lamaisim implies everyone. All the Arayas. Not just what? The 15 in the Mishnah, but all the Arayas. Isser Vesheshish. And the Emes, you know what? He says that the only time you need to aid him is only on the Isser of Eshashish. Get in Kedushin and if she was Mizana with another man. That's the only time you learn from Get Kimatsubayir of his Dover. Dover, Dover, Mimamun. And therefore, that's the only time you need to aid him. That's what he wants to claim. The other Arias is you might not need to aid him. The other ones in the Mishnah Yevamos, you might not need to aid him. And therefore, he says, I have to get rid of that Girs of Arias. Please get it. The bottom line was it would give off a mistaken impression if you have the illusion of Kol Arayas. It would give off the mistaken impression of Kol Arayas. Okay? Kol Arayas would include even the Mishnah Yevamos. And that would mean you need to aid him for every Erva. It's not true, Tosfos says. The only time you need to aid him is at cases of getting the Kedushin, status marriages. Are you creating a marriage? Are you ending a marriage? Or are you saying a woman was mizana with another man? That's the only time you need to aid him. That's what we learn about Dover Dover Mimamun. That's his Kiddush. We got it? That's his Kiddush. So therefore, Tosis, basically in this Tosis, a four-line Tosis, right? However many lines was, you read very nicely, or five lines, there really are three stages. He first presents himself and says that what? It's got to be with a Dalet, like we said. A Duyos, like our Gemara. And he says that the line of Arias is wrong. That's the first stage. He says it's absolutely wrong, because what's the Gemara's answer? Right? What do you mean, Echem Gisur? It's also an Erva. Erva is also an Isser. You want to tell me that gets different? The Gemara should have said why it doesn't. First stage. What's second stage? What's the second stage? Second stage is what? Then we can save it. Maybe we could save it with the Girs of Arias. How do we save it with the Girs of Arias? We could say that what? That we're excellent. We're talking about mattering. One is enough to create an issue. You need two. And that would make Tosis consistent with Tyson Kedushin. This is also. That was the second stage. Then Tyson says, I'm sorry, I have to dismiss that. Because the bottom line is the phraseology of Kol Arayas means all the Arayas, even the 15. It's not true. The 15 maybe only require one aid. Only this issue of Ashish Ish, of getting the Kedushin, requires what? Requires two aid. Okay. This is why I say that Reb Shmuel Rozovsky said, if you take this Tosis, please get it, and you put it together with the Tosis that we concluded with in the beginning of Shir, that's why Reb Shmuel Rozovsky says what he says. He says, you know what? What is unique about Ashishish? What is unique about Kedusha? What is unique about Gittin that sets them aside different than the other Arises? Peter Beast. That's what Kedushin and Gittin is, the benchmark that they're married on. She can't live with another guy. A brother with a sister is a Chiyuv Karis. A brother with a sister is a Chiyuv Karis. Now, any Arayas that you'll find which would be a Chiyuv Gisa, let's say bestiality is a Chiyuv Misa, Mishnah Zohar is a Chiyuv Misa, any of these, any type of Arayas that you find will be a Chiyuv Misa, then in fact it's labeled as an Erevin. But anything short of that, a brother with a sister, which is a Chiyuv Karis, will not be deemed as an Erevin. Okay? And not only that, I want you to get this. The upside of Christ is that if it's not Benin, by those Arias as a brother and a sister, you won't require it to aid him. But then we need to identify if they're brother and sister. Should come out from Tarsus, one aid should be enough. You will not need to aid him. The only time you need to aid him by an Erba is considered to be Ashishish getting the Kedushin, which is the thread being a Chiyuv Misa. Putting it together with the Tarsus, with the other Tarsus. Okay. Now this leads us to the following. Very, very interesting. Kiddush. The Marshal has a comment here. The Marshal has a comment where he wants to say the following, okay? And also the Marshid. The Lashon of the 15 Arayas of Kol is mashma everyone. Sister, mother, as we said. And that's what Taisa said. The Mishnah of Kol Arayas is mashma all the Arayas. The Marshal and the Marshif don't like that. They don't like that, okay? Why don't they like that? Because the bottom line is that Lamaisa, and that was Tosfos Maskana, but the Maram and the Marshif write Lamaisa, the truth of the matter is that that's the halacha. This is what I want to bring out. The halacha is by a brother and a sister, you don't need two aid. All you need is one aid. And they say that even though Tosfos had a stage where he was saying that maybe he was trying to save it, maybe he was trying to save it, Lamaisa, he says that that's wrong. And that's what Tosfos concludes, like the Marashah and the Marmshif say, the bottom line is you only need to aid him by matters of Ashishish. To identify a brother and a sister, a brother and a mother, you will not need what? You will not need to aid him. Okay, now, the Ran argues, bless you, the Ran argues in Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, the Ran claims that the Isser of Irva applies to relatives as well. Please get it. The Ran argues on what we just said in places. And he says, yes, all the 15 are called Ariases, and you would need to aid him. All we're saying is that Nukkan L'Davar Poshet, all Ariases are Davar Shem Irva, and you should require to aid him. Okay, that's the Chiddush L'maisa of the Ran, later on in the Mishnah. Remember we had a steering with the Ramban? The Ramban said that to identify a relative later on, he said one aid, and the Ramban here said two aid. How did we solve that stira? You remember? Because the Ramban here said the lo nira. Remember he ended the piece by saying it's really wrong? Remember we said that? But the truth is, the Ran, Lamaisa, says beferish later on that identifying relatives is not considered to be a what? It's not considered to be an erva. The truth is that Soser a Ran here? Does anyone recall how did the Ran learn the Gemara? Did he learn one kasha or did he learn two kashas? He learned it as two kashas. Do we have the Ran as two kashas? So wouldn't that be so to that Ran later on? I think so. Because the Ran, by saying two kashas, what happens? That even if you dig up a case of Irva where there's no chazaka, you still won't be believed. So he seems to say, I mean, it's not necessarily the Maisa direct stira, but because you could say the Ran was commenting Lamaisa only on Ashishish. But you get the impression, Lamaisa, that you get the, okay, it's not necessarily a steer. Not necessarily a steer. The pashtus is that the Ran writes later on that to identify relatives is called an Irva. That was his kasha on the Ramban later. Okay, so I just want you to note that what we're saying from Tosfos is certainly not agreed upon by everyone. The Ran writes beferish that you need how many aidim? You need two aidim by all Ariases, not just by Ashishish, but all the Ariases. Okay. Now, this leads us to the following. Now, this is the svar that I want to bring out. The Shev Shmaitz and Shmaitz of Vav, Osted Vav, and Avni Miluim, it's the same Godel, Simen Membav Sipkonetz, Lixos, points out the following machlekes. This is what I want you to get. A Kohen with a Grusha, what do we say from the Tosfos Rid? Is a what? Is a what? Is an Erva, right? Tosfos Rid said a Kohen with a Grusha is an Erva. The Rambam argues on this. Please get it. The Rambam of the Sanhedrin, Perek Tet Zayin Halacha Vav, says, in order to identify as a woman as a divorcee or a zona, a kohen is also a divorcee, a zona. What's the definition of a zona? A woman that lived with a goy even once. Okay, the other definition, a woman's mezana, and she sees mezana, she becomes a zona. But a kohen cannot marry a balas tshuva that lived with a what? A goy. She's labeled as a zona. Even if she lived with a goy once, she's labeled as a zona. He cannot marry her. So if a kohen wants to marry a balas tshuva, he has to find out if she ever, he has to ask her. She ever lived with a goy? She lived with a goy, he can't marry her. It's a very unfortunate situation. Okay? So how do you identify if a woman is a divorcee or a zona? What's it do? The Rambam writes, all you need is one aid. One aid is enough. Tosfos Ritz says, how many aid do you need? Two. What's the svara of the Rambam? What would you say? What's the svara of the Rambam? You tell me. Can a kohen marry a grusha? No. But are the kedushin tosim? We passed in that kedushin are tosim b'chai gilad. We passed in that kedushin are in fact tosim b'chai gilad. They are tofes. If a kohen is b'kadosh grusha, it's chal. If a brother is b'kadosh sister, it's not even chal. We passed in the nivomus b'kesinach kedushin are tosim b'chai gilad. Rabbi Kiva says no. If Shimon and Temani argues, we pass on Shimon and Temani. All the Torah are going to be here. Kedushin are tosim b'chai gilad. The Rambam says, if a kohen can be kaddish and grusha, he shouldn't, it's an issue, of course. But if he did, it's tofes, that's an indicator that it's not an erva. And how many eidim do you need to identify as a divorcee? Only one. That's the Rambam shita. That's the Rambam shita, the Maisa. And he will argue on the Taisus. He will argue on that Taisus, the Maisa, that Taisus read. And he will say that Arias and Lamaisa are not considered to be. That will be the svar of the Rambam. Okay? The Rambam will say, Lamaisa, in this situation, I want you to get that. The Rambam will say that you should have posted the Chayyavavit. All you need is an Eidachan in such a case. So we have a Machlekes, the Rambam in the Taisus Rid, by a coin with the Grush, is that labeled as an error. Okay? And Lamaisa. So, the truth of the matter is, it's very, very interesting, the pashtus is that, how many shittas do we have so far? How many shittas do we have so far to say, let's summarize, how many eight do we need for here? Let's get them down. Number one shittah was our places on one pole. Only eight issues. And in the 15 arias on the list, you don't need 2 8. That's places. Moving more machmer is the Ram. All arises, even the relatives to identify, need 2 8. And then number three, the most machmer is the Taisus Rid, that even according with the water, Rusha, the Maisa is an area that requires 2 8, which is a phenomenal Chiddush. I mean, Taisus Chiddush, let me ask you, of the three Shittas that we presented, which is the most mistaken? Which is the most mistaken of the three Shittas? Tosis, the Ran, or the Tosis Rid? What would you say? Absolute. Who said Tosis? Seth, why would you say that? Go ahead. Because what is Tosis holding? What are you doing? Yeah, but more than that, what are you destroying Ishus. With Ishus, getting them Kedusha, you're creating them here. It's creation of an Isser. It's not like a brother and sister are born. Brother and sister are born, the Isser always was there. You know what I'm saying? To create a status and to create a woman's mezaneh, there's like a halos that's been created anew. You know what I mean? It's like a new chiddush. So in that case, it's very mistaber Tosfos that in fact the darsha of erva is it's niskalkel the ishus, and that is why you require what? That is why you require 2 8 in halacha lemaisa. Okay? That is why you require 2 8 in halacha lemaisa. That's the chiddush that we want to suggest lemaisa in such a case. Okay, now, I pointed out, Lamaisa, the din of Yavol Lashon. So we have three shittas. So if I ask you, what is the Hakdara of an Erva, which we did, we have three shittas in Rishon. Okay? Oh. Now, we brought up Yavol Lashon yesterday. I mean, today, rather. Now, a Yavol Lashon, I wrote on the board, the Kedusha of Tulsa. The truth is, it's a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel and Yavol. So I gave it to you on the daf. I gave it to the Marmokamis. You took a look. On Nafzari Beis and Beis in the Sefer Shivomis, there is a machlokes Rav and Shmuel whether Kedushin are Tovsin the Chayvin Lavin. Are Kedushin Tovsin the Chayvin Lavin or not by Yavam L'Shuk? The woman's waiting for a brother in law to be Yuma Chalitza, she has Kedushin with another guy. So it's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. We work with the opinion that it's Chal because it's only alive. Oh. According to the Shita that it's not Tovsin, what would be the din? According to the Shita, the Kedushin are not Tovsin by Yavam L'Shuk. Would that be called an Erevah? What would you say? Yes? Rabbi Kivega writes in the Chuvasim Kuchav that would be called an Erevah. And he proves from here, like the Tisus Rid, that all Chayv and Lavin are a Dabashib Erevah. You need two Eidim. That's what he wants to say. He wants to say, you need what? You need, from there you prove that all Chayv and Lavin need two Eidim. Okay? You're right, Rabbi Kivager proves it. He proves it from here. He proves it from here that if you're not Tosin Kedushin in this law, despite they need to wait. So why don't you get down there? The Kivager and the Chuvas holds like the Tosis written, and says that any law requires how many Eidim? Requires two Eidim. This is the finish of the Tosis of Rabbi Kivager. Now, I'll give you an example that he could have brought a riot, but you couldn't bring a riot. You slug it up. I'll tell you how. We've once mentioned about a sota. What's a sota? A sota badai is a man that's married to a woman and his wife is mazana with another man. Horrible case. Can the husband live with her? Yes or no? No. It's a nisola. It's a nisola. Now, it's interesting, Lamaisa. Why don't you say a sota is a chayvin lav and bring a riot from there that what? That's a davar shibirvim. Dabar Shemir is a Chayvin Lavin. How many Eidim do you need to declare a married woman as a sultan? How many Eidim? Two. And for the husband to live with her, how many Eidim do you need? It's a great answer, two. So why don't you bring a riot that all Lavin need two? That would be a good riot for Rabbi Kivega and the Tosis Rebbe. No? What's the difference, though? This is what I gave you to the Gemara Yevamos on Daf Yud Aleph from the base. Why is it different? Because it's so different. It says Tumah Sipah Harais. It means the Torah formulates a sota as Tumah. So it's special. Therefore, to declare a married woman as a sota, you need to wait. Because the Torah articulates it as Tumah. And if it's Tumah, it's a special law. And that special law tells me that you need two Eidim. That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out. So that's why even though Rabbi Kivega and the Tosfos Rid hold any law you need two Eidim, they don't bring a riot from a sota. Because a sota is special because it's articulated as what? As an Isra of Tumah. And that is why you cannot what? Bring it as a riot. And the truth is, this is a Gemara in Maseches what? This is a Gemara that you have, the Farish, in Maseches what? In Maseches Sota, Amais. That means Gemara Maseches Yevamos on Daf Yud Aleph from the base. Okay, it's very important Chiddush. It's a very important Chiddush on Yud Aleph from the base. What's the context there in Yud Aleph from the base? Let me just tell you. Very interesting. Do you know that if a husband divorces his wife, he's not allowed to remarry her if she married another man? That's called an Isser called what? Machser Grushasa. Excellent. If he divorces her and he remarries her right away, that's fine. Unless he's a Kohen, of course. A Kohen cannot remarry her. That's why the Mishnah says in Baba Basra, they used to fold up the get three times for a Kohen anytime he divorced his wife. Because they were very fiery, and sometimes they would have their temper against their wives. They quickly divorced and they wouldn't be able to remarry them. So they used to do a get with a kusher. They used to fold it up three times to buy time to maybe calm down and not do it. Because when a Kohen regards wife, it's there's a point of no return. Can't be married. Okay. Now, if the woman's divorce marries another man, of course you can't take her back. What happens if she had Arison? I want you to get this. What happens with that second man? She only had Arison, Kedushin. She didn't live with the guy yet. And the second guy divorced her or died. Can the first guy retake her? This is an explicit machlekes tanoim in Yevamos. This is what I want to bring out. In Yevamos and Daf what? And Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Very, very fascinating. Okay? So machlok is beshame b'silo. Machser grushosom in a heresy. What's the din? Oh. So the Gemara and Yud Aleph from the base quotes, I want you to get this. It says, Tesanya, Reb Yose, Ben Kippar, Omer Mishur, Reb Elazar, Machser grushosom in a heresy, Asurim. Tesanya, Reb Yose, Ben Kippar, Omer Mishur, Reb Elazar, Machser grushosom in a nesu in a su. Min a heresy muteris. Shum shenem achre, asher hutamo. Chomro achatsu v'achatsu asurim. And Lamani Mikhaim Akraya Tume, Larabos Tumish and Israel, my Nisro Nivola, my current Nisro Lishnam Ali and Nakat Nivola, Tuma Tsiba and Nisro Hinikma, when they come along the Lahav. Chodim say, a Machshu Kusasas Usher even made a Harrison. We Paskin, please get it, like the Chachamim. That even if the second guy didn't live with her, even if he only had Harrison, then didn't divorce her or die, the first guy can't take her back. Because it says b'feirish, acharei asher hutamo. Acharei asher hutamo. I thought acharei asher hutamo meant via. No, it's not referring to the Machshu Kusas Meres, it's referring to what? A sota. A married woman, a star married woman that was mezaneh, is called tumo. So you see, this lav is special. You cannot bring a loraya from a sota that's tumo sifa. So I want you to get this. Even the Tosfos Reed and the Rebbe Kivager, who hold that Chayvin Lavin require two Aiden, they wouldn't bring a riot from a Sultan. Because a Sultan is a special Lav. Why is it a special Lav? Because it's Tuma Tzipa. Tuma means Sultan. Does not mean what? Machshir Rushasso, meaning the Suin. Right? Rabbi Yosef in Kippar says a Machshir Rushasso is only us if she had beer with the second guy. She had the suin because it's just tumor. Question is, what's the word tumor referring to? Is it referring to a regular sota, or is it referring to the case of a machshir grushasa? We paskin the tumor is referring to a sota. It's not referring to machshir grushasa, and therefore, if it's not referring to machshir grushasa, then even machshir grushasa in the heiress is not the one. It's not also for you to remarry. But I want to just bring out intellectually honestly, according to the Kivagan, the Tesis Rid, even though you need to wait him for a lot, they can't bring a riot from one. They cannot bring a raya from Sota. Because Tuma, that's the question. Is Tuma going on Sota? Or is Tuma going on Machshir Shasso? Chomer says Tuma is going on Sota. Tuma means the Bia, that is Mazana. So if it's going on Sota, it's not going on Machshir Shasso. Even if you're Machshir Shasso, you're an Arison, it's Asri. But if you're Machshir Shasso, if you say Tuma is going on Machshir Shasso, it means only Machshir Shasso in the Suin, where she had Bia with the guy. But if you're an Arison, be Mutu. So Machlokes of Rabbi Yosef and Kippar, and there's a chum. Rabbi Yosef and Kippar, who says only Machshir Shasso in the Harris, I mean in the Suin is also, we pass them like the chum. Even Machshir Shasso in the Harris. I just told Tuma wasn't talking about Machshir Shasso. He was talking about Sultan. Okay. Now, as an extension to this, I want you to get this. It's very, very interesting. Okay? We're all familiar with an Isser called Yichud. Right? More Kiddushin Daf Pei. Now, Yichud, is an Isser D'oraisa with a woman that if you would live with her, would be a chi of Karis or more. You follow? The Isser of Yichud is Isser D'oraisa if it's a woman that would be Isha, she yeish bo chi of Karis. That's why you have to be very careful when you go out with a girl. Obviously, if you live with her, she'd be a chiv karis. Having yichud with her is an isser d'oraisa. If the woman that you're having yichud with is an isser karis, then the isser of yichud is d'oraisa. Oh. Now, what about if you're having yichud with a woman, okay, that is only a lav, that is usher to you only as a lav? For example, a kohen with a grusha. What would you say in such a case? What's the issur of Yichud by a kohen with a grusha? Is that the Arisa or a woman? What would you say? Machlek is Minchas Chinuch and Prisha. The Prisha on the bottom of the tour. The Prisha on the bottom of the tour writes that you're over Issa the Arisa. The Prisha says you'd be over Issa the Arisa of Yichud. Even though it's a lot. And then the Kashkin says, what are you talking about? Only throw water. The only time they mention you can dress is with a woman named being Issachar Zur. But as soon as it says no, this is their money. What's his proof? You tell me. What's his riot? What's his riot? Okay, the Prisha holds Issadiraisa, Mikvasina holds Issadirabana. Okay? What's the riot of the Prisha? Sota. Can a husband be alone with his wife who's a Sota or even a Suffolk Sota? Yes or no? What does the Mishnah say in Sota that both? When he brings her up to Yishalayim, how many people must come with him? Two Tamani Chachamim. So he's never alone with her. Mishnah Sota, Bava and Aleph. There's an Isser of being alone with a Sota, with your own wife if she became a Sota. How could that be? That's a slam dunk riot. To live with a Sota if it's your own wife. Is that a lap or a curse? We learned it earlier. It's only a lap. And despite that, it says this is Mishnah Drives of Yichud. Slam dunk riot that an Issa Diraisa by a coin Rusha, by Lavin, is an Issa Diraisa of Yichud. It brings a riot. A riot from Sota. In Kosina Harkus, it's an Issa Diraisa. How would you get out of that riot from Sota? You told me. I can't hear you. Sota is different. Why is it different, Yehuda? Excellent. Tumuk Sipa. Very excellent. That's another nafkamina of Tumuk Sipa Karayas. Don't bring me any riots from Sota. That there's an Issa Diraisa on Yichud. The Isser of Sota is special because it's Tumuk Sipa. Maybe that's the only law that is Issa Diraisa on Yichud. Everything else will only be Drabon. It's us, of course, but I want you to get this laws. Because we explain, we remind you, according to the Tzvira, because the law will be an error. So bring a riot from Sota, you can't, because Sota Tumuk Sipa. Now there's one other Rashi that I want you to get. One other Rashi that I want you to get. And that was the Rashi in Sota on Da'avav and after Maskot Rav. Rashi in Sota and Da'avav Omer Aleph writes the following. Rashi in Sota and Da'avav Omer Aleph writes that, you know what? I understand our Tosfos quite well, which was the middle Shita, that Arayas only means what? Eishes Kidney and Kedusha, 280. Why do I understand that quite well? Because the bottom line is, Snus is Darashira Mishum Shiniskalkala Ishus. The whole point of Gerushin and Kedushin is what? Either creating Ishus, like we said earlier, or destroying Ishus, like Seth said earlier. And Rashi says that black and white soul. That the definition of Irma is breaking up Ishus. So it could very well be understand that Shita quite well, that there's only 280 meaning by Snus and Gittin Vikidushin. Rashi has that in Sota on Vavnav Dimaskarov, that Snus is Shnistakul Ishus. Identifying our brother and sister is not Irma in 280. Yeah, go ahead, Ark.
Well, I want to just contact the Rashi on Gittin, that said that he was an Irma.
Very good, very good. Darsh. Rashi said that Nida was an Erva, and he said that you should require his regular laws. Unless you say as follows, maybe you'll say Nida is an Erva like Abi Yard by Yavor, or regarding the requirement of 280, maybe you only require 280 by HCCs. You follow me? Very good what Ari said. Put together two Rashi's and so that you didn't have all. Nida is an Erva for Yavor by Yavor, but maybe depending how many 80 you require, maybe Rashi would beg the difference, say, that only things that break up a marriage need and not. Okay? Need and not, Lamaisa. You know, Ari, you know, the truth is, what did we say last week? The bottom line is, even according to Rashi, remember we said that? Remember we worked so hard on that? It's a good kasha, but the answer we already answered last week. What's the answer, Ellie? But more than that, what did we say last week? According to Rashi and according to the Rambam, then Anita is an Irva. How on earth do you believe the woman? You can't have 280 walking around her all the time. So we said the Rambam, remember? We told them we believe her. Alatzma, remember, it's in the Yesher. So that's the bottom line answer. Right, Rashi holds Anita is giving the Arise since Yarabal Yavra. But the bottom line is you don't need 280 because it's impossible. Or the, remember the Rambam we did last week? That's the answer to your question. It's a good question, but it's not a statement. Rashi, what you get from that Rashi insulted Ari is that only Znus in Yadim, you follow me, require two Adim. Brother and sister won't require it. Other Arises won't require two Adim. But as to whether Nida's in Erva, of course Nida's in Erva, according to Rashi. Then we stressed that last week, remember? Or your Rashi around, even if Nida's in Erva, you've got to ask yourself, so how do you believe the woman on herself? So we said two scores. Since she's believed on herself, she's believed on what her husband. Then we said, and then the Rabban said, yes, sir. Is it possible any other way? You can't bring two Adim with her. Remember we said that? So that answers your question. Here we're just distinguishing between Ashishish and other Arises, that's all. But there's no doubt about the Rashi, Nida will be in Erva. And anyone who holds me is there, like the Rambam, still not going to say that one aid is Nama. The woman herself is Nama. Okay. Very good. Okay. I want to, we only have 5 minutes, so let's do something from the Parsha. Tomorrow we'll start the feet. We got to get going with these little tices in. There's a shift tomorrow. It's Geshmach, Lemais. Okay, it's Geshmach. Let's just close with something in the Parsha. Many years ago, I was at a wedding. I was at a chasana. I got to go to a chasana now, Jeremy Ernest. But I was at a chasana, and many of you probably know Rabbi Rosner, right? He made Aliyah, right? A very big Talmud Chacham. And I was at his chasana, and he said on his chasana stish the following kiddush. Okay, I want you to get it. It says in the Parsha, last week, it says, Nachi. The first year of your marriage, you're supposed to be clean. What does that mean, you're supposed to be clean? Very interesting din. You're not allowed to go out to war. Okay? Now, why is it you're not allowed to go out to war? What's the reason why you're not allowed to go out to war, your first year of your marriage? So the chinuch says, I want you to get this. Because you have to solidify your marriage with your wife. And the more you're used to her, the more you'll love her. And any other action of another woman will become foreign to you. That's what the chinuch writes. That's the chinuch's pshat, number one approach. The other approach, we're supposed to stop 11:10, right? Okay. All right. The other approach is, let's just get it, from Menachem Mabavi. What was the other approach? Let's get it. That he's going to be a terrible soldier. He's going to be focusing on his wife. He will be a terrible comrade. Not only will he hurt himself, but hurt his other soldiers. He has a lusher chetzi gufo b'vayis. So these are really two different approaches to the din, right? Completely different from one another, right? One is a personal thing to solidify his marriage. One is for us to be a bad soldier. So one nachdimina to this is, who's the chiyuv on? According to the chiyuv's on the pus. According to the Rav Menachem Mabavli, the chiyuv is on the tzibur. And the truth is, there's an essay and a lav. If you look in the Rambam, the essay he says is on the chasan, the lav is on the tzibur. So that's one very good nafka meaning. But I give you another nafka meaning. And the chinuch has the skiddush. And the mitzvah chinuch writes, he doesn't know where the chinuch got it from. Doesn't say it anywhere in Shas. Chinuch writes, you cannot go away on a trip the first year of your marriage. You're mevatel a mitzvah. Away from your wife. Cannot go away on a trip away from your wife. One night you scoot away from her, you're over a mitzvah. In the Bakla mitzvah. And the Chassidus says, where'd he get it from? To go to a business trip, is that part of his bid? Chinuch says, yes, it's awesome. And the Rambam, other Achronim argue on that. Other Achronim, question what the Rambam holds, he convinces us. But I don't know. Seemingly says, what's the machlokes? Whether it's good to go to the store or not. If you hold like the first approach, then even for a business trip it should be awesome, right? If you hold like the second approach, which was what? That you're not going to be able to concentrate on battle when you're not in battle. So you'll lose the business deal. Nishkeferlich, you're not hurting Klai Yisrael. That, no, someone else is not going to get killed, right? So that's a very good second nafka meeting. Okay? I'll give you a third nafka meeting. Could the woman say, go ahead, no problem. Maybe she wants you to because, you know, you make a lot of money, right? If you hold like the first approach, it doesn't work for the chiyuv. Because the chiyuv's on the chasen. The chiyuv's on the chasen to solidify the marriage. The more he gets used to, the more he'll love her. According to the second approach, which is a din in what? It's a din of mechila, could she be mohel? Of course she could be mohel. Why not? course she could be Malka. He was on the Tzibor Lamaisa, and if she says go out to battle, I don't mind, he won't feel guilty maybe. Maybe he won't feel guilty. He'll be able to focus on the battle. So I'm talking about the third nafkamin is if she'll be mocho for him to go out to battle. Then maybe one could suggest it would be okay. Okay? So let's just close with the following. And that is, and I had a, there's a fellow, there's a Asha Terry has Yeshivim saying, come on, it's not one of the boys. Got married in May, and he came down with machla. Came down with a terrible illness, cancer. Right after he got married, Chmonelitzlan, spoke to him on Friday. See how he was doing. And there's an interesting shot in the Sefer Chinuch Chisidim. Chmonelitzlan. Guy gets married, and let's say right after the wedding, he gets ill, or he goes to prison. And he comes out, let's say, 9 months later. Does the Shana Rishona time clock start from the beginning of the wedding, the marriage, or after he comes back home? So that's his suffix. So the pasha is, according to both approaches, it should begin 9 months later. Right? It should begin 9 months later. Because he hasn't been able to solidify his marriage. He's been away. Right? So the clock should start ticking from the time he came home. Also, according to the approach of fighting, why is he going to be, the whole point is they won't be able to focus in battle. Well, he hasn't been able to what? He should be given the year from the time that he'll be able to what? From the time he'll be spending time with her. He hasn't been spending time with her. Why would there be a tzad to say that it begins from the time of the marriage, no matter what? This I want you to get, we'll close with this, as in the tzid. In yesterday's parsha, we have a very interesting third possibility. Could be that maybe everyone has to go out to battle. Everyone really has to go out to battle. Here, this special matter for a guy who got married. But it's very constricted. Remember we always say like a chiddush is something novel, you have to constrict it. Dabra sosa is a cloud. There's a place that the Bomas Dabzai and Shepherd people always tells us, a chiddush is something that goes against the grain. You always want to constrict it and pigeonhole it. Really, everyone should go out to battle. Everyone. Not the Shepherd should go out to battle. Without a doubt. Everyone. However, there's a special matter for a guy who just got married. There's a special matter for a guy who just got married. The Chemis Mitzvah, fighting a Molech, the Shivamim, in self-defensive battle, everyone goes out. Even a Chosim is Kupo and a Kalam Mechedra. The Chemis Rishus we're talking about. The Chemis Rishus, the annex more lands on Israel. There's a special matter. That matter is only 12 months after your marriage, and that's it. I don't care if you were in prison the first 9 months. You'll have another 3 months, and that's it. You follow me? Because you're coming from a perspective that everyone's usher. Everyone has to go out to battle. Oh, you have a special license of a matter? That's only 12 months, and that's it. I don't care what's going on in those 12 months. You follow what I'm saying? It's like a third approach. It's just a matter. You follow what I'm saying? So therefore, no matter what's going on, you have an obligation to go to battle. Bez Hashem, when you get married, your first year will be lucky. And in many Lithuanian yeshivas, in our yeshiva, also, the minig is you don't wear a kittel because you're already lucky. You don't need to wear the white. You're already lucky. So that's the minig in most Lithuanian yeshivas, that you don't wear a kittel the first year of the run of your married life. Okay, we'll stop here. Bez Hashem, Ruben and Sar Shem, Refush Lamer. Okay, please go over, look up the marmalade. Anyone who didn't get the marmalade, please take. Have a good day, and we'll go, we gotta do the place.